Hare Krishna, this is Dhanadhara Swami. Is anybody else there?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Who's that? Okay, I don't have such a good reception today.
Oh.
Yeah, you can hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I'm doing actually a retreat in Pennsylvania. In the eastern side of Pennsylvania, so a lot of the people on the that usually go to the Sangha are actually here, but they're busy now. You can come if you want, but I just want people. One second, I just want people coming in and out in the middle of my thing. So shut the door. Okay. Anybody? Who else is there today?
Henry.
Okay, Henry. Oh, nice to hear from you, Henry.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Yeah, at least let's see who normally Ek Chakra Nitya Seva Mahamuni's here.
Hi Bo, Raj, Kaunsella here too.
Hey, Kaunsella, hi Bo.
Hi Bo.
Hey, Hare Krishna. Let's see who else is here. And usually on the Sunday, Gail is here. What?
Can you hear me?
Who's that?
Mother
and Johnny? Okay, yeah, and who else is here? Amini Mai, who's also on it. Jaini Tai, who's also here. Nanda Dulal, the three biggest questioners are here, but they're busy. And I know Prajalpa Festival yakking it up downstairs, but... anyway, it's actually a nice program, especially the host, Nanda Dulal. You may hear him, you know, in his house. It's a very unusual house. I can't really describe it, but there were seven empty bedrooms with no furniture and three extra bathrooms in the house. And it's not that it's like a wealthy house. I can't explain it, but... And his wife, she cooked all the... I told you, all the preparations in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So it was kind of a nice retreat. It was a pilot program. We're trying to figure out how to do these things. And it will continue this morning, so I've kind of moved back the schedule a little bit. Let's see what we'll discuss today. I may only be discussed, but I knew that some people, I asked Mahamuni, should I cancel it today? I asked him a couple of days, and no, there's still many people that would want to hear. So we'll read today from Chaitanya Charitamrita, and what I think I'm going to do is on Wednesday, on Wednesdays, after I finish my present section, on Bhakti Sandhava. I should finish it this month. The beginning of next month, I'm going to start CC. I'm pretty much thinking to move it up to 8 o'clock Eastern time. That may cause some problems for people with cell phones that have to pay, including myself, but it seems the more important principle is that several people who would like to hear, it's hard to stay up that late. It sometimes goes to 10:30. And unlike me, people work in the world. So reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Anchalila, Chapter 4. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Nanda Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Amara Ede He Prabhu Karye Nala Gila Parite Bhumite Janma Ede Habhyasa Hoyla. My body could not be used in the service of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, although it took birth in the land of India, this body has been useless. Om Jnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chaksuram Lutam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Panchakalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namah Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasade Gaur Bhaktavinoda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So I mentioned it's a pilot program. I'm seeing the need for devotees, especially the devotees in the world, which means 99.9% of the Krishna consciousness movement. It's very helpful to have retreats. What are the two distractions for spiritual life? Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains, when you try to chant, two distractions in spiritual life are inertia and restlessness. These are specifically the symptoms of ignorance and passion. And what is material world, material civilization, etc.? It's ignorance and passion. It promotes it. And therefore, Prabhupada in the Bhagavatam says, that the material world is the modern civilization, is surcharged with opposition to spiritual life. So that's our destiny. Actually, if you remember Vraja Kishore, my disciple, I've been in contact with him and having nice discussions. He's decided now to become an astrologer. He's quite a bright guy, you know, and you know, he's real smart. He's a good communicator. So he explained the difference between destiny and free will in a very interesting way. Because he wanted to tell people, people get their astrological charts, there's predictions, and then they say, oh my God, I might as well give up. Everything is predestined. He's very smart. You know, there's, you know, even though he's just beginning in astrology, I don't think he thinks he's just beginning. can you all hear me? Can you hear me?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Okay. It's just beginning in let's see. He gave a very nice, first I just say, it's so predictive. I do something with my family. Because, you know, Lord Chaitanya set the example that he saw his mother. So I went to see my my family. Even though this thing asked, he's not supposed to go back to his village. What can I do? Since I couldn't preach in New York. I did something to actually, you know, kind of, I wanted to give my family some faith in God and spiritual things. So I had these astrological readings done. And so it predicted that my niece would, like, really do well in, you know, this year. Really do well. So it was predicted. You know, even though it was predicted, you know, it seemed it wasn't coming. She's a college graduate. She's a very beautiful girl. She's got charming social skills. She's just working as a waitress. And I said, what is this? I said, no, you just wait. My astrologer said that she's going to, you know, do well. Yeah, I had full faith with that. He's really good. So one day, some couple walks in and she waits, and they were so impressed with her. They said, well, what do you do? Well, is this what you want to do for you? No. She said, you know, actually, I'm looking for a job. You know, someone just quit in our place. You know, you seem to... So I was the CEO of one company. So they hired her. I'm a big hero in my family. Now they all want their charts done. And her boss, every time she sees me, he said, I never go to the Cheesecake Factory. I want to speak of hiring a waitress. This is all destiny. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur's example was very, very good. And his example was it's like you're playing cards. You know, you're dealt a hand. It doesn't mean you can't win. You may have a better hand, or, you know, there's effort, and by your effort, you can, you know, even, I'm not so expert in this, but even a good poker player can win with a bad hand. So if you're a dharmic, industrious person, even with a bad hand, you can win. So, we're dealt a destiny of Kali Yuga. We're dealt a destiny of Kali Yuga. And that destiny of Kali Yuga, we have a bad hand. Our hand is passion and ignorance. But it's not hopeless. It's a good analogy. It's not hopeless if you play your hand. And in fact, because in Krishna consciousness, it's not how you win, but it's how you play the game. You play the game good, you win. But anyway, surcharged with opposition to spiritual life, our particular destiny. Anyway, I lost my train of thought. You know what? Oh, yeah. So retreats is one way I'm trying, because I'm worried. That's why I started the Sangha, you know? How to give people association. It's not like a, you know, these friends of mine who are Indians, they describe growing up in their village. There's Ramayana Mahabharata every night, you know, from one of the houses, and everybody in the village can hear, and everything you need is right in the village, everything. They don't have to leave the village. They don't have to associate so much with passion and ignorance. They got a better hand. So retreat. So we've attempted a pilot program, try to see what works. We have some ideas how to improve it. I think it was fairly successful. It's nice to try to create, you know, the atmosphere of goodness, transcendental, actually, goodness. So we had a nice having Jayadeva Swami here and all the devotees. And one of the things we do is read the CC, and this story is particularly a wonderful story because Sanatana Goswami, you know, he's headed to Puri, he's headed to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he's feeling quite useless, and it's a spiritual sentiment. Always these things, humility and a lack of self-esteem. The question is always there. Because feeling worthless can be very devastating to feeling. He really feels fallen but not worthless. The position has a lot of value, the position of servant of Krishna. You know, so it's a psychological feeling, but it's not that in other words, he may deprecate material qualities that he has, but you know, the core being of the servant of Krishna actually gets nourished by those feelings. Because you go beyond the false ego. So when the devotee actually starts to feel fallen and things, an amazing thing actually happens. He starts to feel more self-worth. The material side, he can denigrate and, you know, I'm the biggest idiot, whatever, you know. But that can bring him to, especially the conditioned soul, that kind of feeling can bring you to the soul. Itself. But that kind of feeling without the spiritual perspective, you know, if it's just a material perspective and that's your goal in life, or you had some psychological things that lowered your self-esteem, and of course, you have to be very careful how you deal with those feelings, you know. They shouldn't add to psychological incapacitation. But generally speaking, that type of feeling, when you're sincerely cultivating Krishna consciousness, and if you can extract it from this psychological things that go on in your life, you can start actually feeling more of a devotee. And that's healthy. But anyway, Sanatana Goswami is in that mood. And therefore he wants to commit suicide. And he thinks that this is a great thing. Because my body is useless to service, let me give it up. And then Lord Chaitanya condemns it in many, many ways. And then he reveals to him that bhakti, Krishna Prem, Vaishnava Kritya, Vaishnava Achar, and there's two more. Well, that means what you're meant to do, and Vrindavan is the most suitable place for this. Like Gopi Vanadana, when he translated the Bhagavatamrita, he did it in Govardhan, where Sanatana Goswami wrote it. At the place Sanatana Goswami wrote it, which is Chakleshwar Mahadev. The place is conducive. That's a fact. It's spiritually conducive. It's very, very special, these places, the holy dance. So, to write about Bhakta Bhakti, Krishna praying, you're in the place that inspires it. I know this one sadhu in Vrindavan, he swears that Sukadeva Goswami didn't write Bhagavatam in Buttery Gashra. But the Butterik Ashram in Vrindavan. How can you write such a sweet thing in a cold, desolate place? So it's very, very. So he had that objective for him. He had that to do that. He said, and then he said, I couldn't do it because my mother prevented me from doing it. And then a discussion ensued. I was trying to actually answer the question. It's kind of a little bit of a subtle question. So it takes a little bit dialectic, but the informal discussion nature of the book, whatever it is, it wasn't actually able to actually answer the question. Because a lot of people were very enthusiastic and they had certain ideas. So you need kind of a dialectic to really understand what the question is. I guess the basic question was, that's not the example for a sannyasi to go back home. There are rigid rules for sannyas. He doesn't even visit his village. I know, and I would put this. I sometimes, when I first came to Krishna consciousness, I would speak to. I would ask him, do my parents want to see me? Should I go home? I really felt that way. My God, I'm going to break, one of the sannyas principles. You know what I'm saying? I said, it's okay. You can go see your parents. And I remember one time, Giriraj Swami, his father was dying. And Giriraj Swami, he's the only son. And Giriraj Swami is an attractive person, but especially the people with parental moods. I've just seen it. He's the best son. Even Prabhupada had so much affection for him in that way. I remember I advised him he should go back, but he consulted some other person, and the other person said, you should go back. Because until the stage of bhava, these sentiments are there. And you have to. So it is a principle. And so really that question was there with what Chaitanya was setting a bad example. I think the point is personally for Lord Chaitanya. Sachai Vaitamar said that he's God. So, what can God not do? Of course, then people will say, he's in the role of a devotee, he's setting a example. And then, of course, the answer could also be it's a fact that the voters are on a spontaneous platform. Their lives is not ruled by Dharma. And Dharma basically means Von Ashram. It's not ruled by Von Ashram. That's not what rules their lives. And therefore, they can transgress Von Ashram. That's a fact. They're not ruled by Von Ashram. That's a fact. They're ruled by their eternal relationship with Krishna. So in that sense, Lord Chaitanya has an eternal relationship with Mother Sachi. That's his eternal mother. But still, I mean, okay, that's personally, and from the personal platform also, you know, his mother was playing a role in the transcendental lila, because his lila and his internal mission, if you know the science of Puri Dham, could only be fulfilled in Jagannath Puri. So his mother was actually facilitating his highest, service, which was to, Kishori Radha, maybe she's probably listening because she was here also. Very nice. Kishori Radha has four kids and she came for the retreat. Big deal. You know, she came for one night and she was in a state of shock and ecstasy at the same time. Because she's used to having all those little kids crawling around. She kept on looking at where the kids. She was a bit in shock, but she was also in ecstasy. And they're going to, in September, in their house, they're actually building a beautiful temple. So she described Jagannath as the deity of Lord Chaitanya. Jagannath, that was Lord Chaitanya's personal deity. Personally, it was Jagannath. When he went to South India, he established Jagannath Guru. Gopal Bhatta's father, no, not his uncle, Prabodhananda Saraswati, his uncle actually carved deities for him of Lord Jagannath. That was his worship of the Lord. Jagannath, in our tradition, it's the highest deity. Because what does Krishna mean? Krishna means when God fully reveals himself. The fullest revelation of God is in love. Why Krishna? Because you can love him more, or his devotees are more intimate, God reveals himself more. And the deity of Jagannath, there's stories of Jagannath being the mood of God in separation. Mood of Krishna in separation. And the Jagannath, what is Krishna in Kurukshetra? What's the deity of Kurukshetra? What's the mood of Krishna in Kurukshetra? He's in separation. Your love is intensified. And when your love is intensified, the revelation of yourself is more. You don't love somebody, you don't give. So Jagannath is a very special... Madhavananda, we go to the Puri thing. So it's very, very special. And so in that sense, so is God setting a bad example in terms of going back? The fact he is actually criticized sometimes. But I was trying to explain, too, that I actually with one person who was very learned. And he was saying also the example of honoring the mother, it's a very, very special position. He was giving all kinds of verses from the Vedas, actually, about the position of the mother. And the Lord Chaitanya was setting that example. You know, sannyas, okay, maybe it was compromised in one sense. Sannyasi just doesn't generally go home. But I would like to investigate with my friend, because he was actually talking about the... I was some personal example, I couldn't explain. But personal example, something, with the mother, more than the father, actually. The mother gives birth or something, and that type of sentiment is there. Maybe not to renounce in that thing. But, and his eternal relationship with his mother. He's He's God. He's also the devotee. Of course, it is contradictory. Lord Chaitanya's sannyas was so strict, he wouldn't hear the voice of a woman. His sannyas was so strict, Lord Chaitanya. And when he left to take sannyas, he was chanting all the verses from the Avadhoot Brahmin. And because of the Avadhoot Brahmin, the Avadhoot Brahmin is someone who was insulted in his home and then just, left his home, gave up everything, renounced everything. But in terms of dharma means Vedic injunctions. Someone on the spontaneous level of love of Godhead, he's not actually under Vedic injunctions. That's not the way he moves. That's not the way he moves. He moves what is best and nourishing for his aspiration. And Lord Chaitanya's aspiration was to, and this is Raghunatha Bhakti. Raghunatha Bhakti means your inspiration for what you do is the eternal resonance of who you're aspiring. He's aspiring for Radharani. So whatever the case is, his mother's instruction to him was, from his personal standpoint, even a human being on the platform is not under Varnashram once he comes to the platform of Rajmarg. But he follows it for the example of this, generally. But he's not under Varnashram. Someone in Rajmarg is not under Varnashram. In other words, it doesn't mean that he commits sinful activities, it doesn't mean he breaks all the rules, but what he does is not what is the scriptural injunction. What he does is how do the residents of Vrindavan, who I aspire to serve, how do they do? So, Lord Chaitanya with his mother, she was facilitating his path. And in the Leela, she somehow, maybe he had, first of all, it's not just the mother's instruction. What is he doing there? Okay. But anyway, when he was brought back by his Vaidyacharya, unknown. They thought he was going to Vrindavan. Then they brought him to a place where his mother can come. And then he sees his mother. And he sees that his mother is completely brokenhearted. She's completely devastated. So what's dharma? And a soft-hearted, sentimental, so he's with his mother. He didn't plan. And then he comes and he says, I belong to you. The sentiment is there, the heart is there. What do you want me to do? Maybe he was confident. He knew what she would say. And the mother loved him so much, she wasn't going to say, stay home. He said, you go to Puri. He says, because Puri is like the next room. Even if you're not in my room, it's the next room. And even if I can't see you, people come back and forth, and I'll hear you. And what is Puri? Puri is the Pralamba Kshetra. And Lord Chaitanya is also Acharya Leela. What's Acharya Leela? He's setting the example how to practice Krishna consciousness in the highest way. Because what was Lord Chaitanya's mood? Lord Chaitanya's mood was the external reason is, well, it's two. It's one, to spread Krishna consciousness, and it's also to spread spontaneous devotional service. He does that with his example. What is his example? The example is Puri, the Pralamba Kshetra. But his mother somehow, so dharma, Vaishnava is spontaneous devotee is not under dharma. Because he follows bhakti shastras. Why? Because bhakti shastras teach you how to love God. So he wants to follow with the bhakti shastras, but the Vedic injunctions, it's not that he breaks them, but that's not how he comes to the decision to follow them. They're in the shastra. He comes in, and the decision to follow him is coming from, this is the devotee I'm aspiring to serve, and what do they do? And what is their mood? plus the fact he has an eternal relationship with his mother. I remember with Vivayananda Maharaj, and his mother asked him to come home. And then he wrote it. He said, my eternal relationship is with God. All other relationships are temporary. But Chaitanya can't say my eternal relationship is with God and all other relationships are temporary and have to be given up. That's his mother. That's his eternal mother. It's not his false mother he's giving up. It's his eternal relationship. So maybe that creates some kind of tension, and it did create a tension. That Lord Chaitanya is setting the example of a devotee, but at the same time, he has eternal relationships. You know, of course, he didn't go as far to go back with his wife. But he went far with mother, and then I think you combine that with the fact, I'm not sure, yes, not going home, but there is some example too about the mother. There's something there in that type of culture. But this person gave me, when I challenged him on this, he gave me many Shastra references about that thing. But the main thing is he has an eternal relationship with his mother. I probably have to give class now. Would anybody else like to say Hare Krishna? I heard from so many nice people already. Maybe one more?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Who's that?
This is Rasikya from Austin.
Rasikya, thank you for that wonderful note and gift. I appreciated it very much.
You're very, very welcome. Thank you for these wonderful questions.
Yeah. I think we had quite a nice weekend, and I made a joke here, too, because initially, you know, it's a pilot program, so we wanted to kind of have a, kind of no pajalpa rule. Not no, but limit the conversation to, you know.
Yeah.
You know, don't know about business, your family, that's not pajalpa, but limit the conversation and things like that. But that didn't work so well, because we made two mistakes. One, we tried to impose it the first day, but I didn't know all these people actually knew each other. So the young man that was here, and this Bengali family, boy, the children had such a kirtan last night. One son on Madunga, and the other singing these Bengali tunes on, And the son is very smart. He said to hey, Maharaj, he said, you can't have a no pajalpa rule at a reunion. But I made another joke, and Mahamuni wouldn't appreciate it. I said, having Mahamuni be the enforcer of the that rule,
uh-huh.
It is like having it's like when the mafia becomes a cop. there's a conflict of interest. But we it's a pilot program. We adjusted it. The devotees just bhakti. It's just too much of a joking mood, but. We did a lot. I mean, full morning, the morning program is sweet, Mangal Arti, then Gaur Bhajans, mm-hmm. and then reading CC,
uh-huh.
breakfast at 8, then we had a japa seminar. Maybe the next class I can share what my thoughts were on that. And then Mahamuni spoke something very, very nice on karma yoga.
Uh-huh.
Can we be spiritually conscious in the world? And given that, in the Varnashram system, you're doing a duty, but it was connected to a spiritual system established by Krishna. Now we have duties that are, we're working in jobs that are connected to the industrial material complex. But he made a very forceful, argument, one, that, we have a particular destiny by God. What does God want me to do? He wants me to get a job. So then, you just have to, from the standpoint of Dharma, you just always have to figure out what is right to do, and what is right is God's will. And he also spoke how, there was this game, how when you have a job, because it's God's will, you should do it responsibly. Not only for the example of a devotee in the world, but for your own moral
development. You know, just to be responsible and dutiful and all the things you do. And somehow or other, if that's your destiny and it is people's destiny, you have to work, you should do it responsibly for your own internal development. Otherwise, it can develop qualities that, you know, you can't, you know, be bad here and then good here. So if you go to work and, you know, hey, you know, it's just the economies, let me cheat, let me not do the job really properly, let me get away with it. Or even, you know, he's talking about family and all the responsibilities. That, you know, he spoke forcefully, and I thought it was pretty good that, you know, he should be in the consciousness that this is the work that God has given me. It may be for my own purification, but it's given to me by God. It should be done nicely and properly. And then the third argument he made, which is good, he discussed from Ramanujacharya extensively about how to work in the world as a yoga. Not just offering Krishna, but in terms of Gyan. You know, you see that the body is under the material nature, and it's not you that's acting. And he gave different viewpoints on how you act. And of course, Jayad Raitamaj was there for any clarifications in case it became too tinged with karma. So he was also there in case it became too tinged with karma. And he said, well, yeah, okay, you know, yeah, I can see, you know, work in the world's okay. But Prabhupada says in this, you know, the seventh canto, ideal household life, you know, you're supposed to minimize your needs. Right. Because Mahamuni was saying you work with gusto, you work with enthusiasm. And gusto and enthusiasm for what? You know, not to increase the materials. And Mahamuni said, okay, the clarification is there. You know, within your minimal needs and your minimal responsibility or whatever they are, he says, you know, do it with enthusiasm. So it was an unended conversation. We did something on studying the Bhagavatam. We had a long kirtan last night. And then I have to go now. I'm already late. We'll do something more on japa and then finish. So that was it. And okay, thank you, Rasija.
Hare
Krishna.